Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, objects are closer than they appear. There are things in your life that seem like the promises are far off, that it's a long time in coming, but the Father says, I am bringing a Godspeed acceleration that you might find the exit out of the rat maze it seems like you're in different areas of your life. I'm bringing my gifts into your life, and I'm going to distinguish those gifts by my power and my spirit. I'm breaking down the enemy. I will expose the enemy by the uniform he wears. My children and my people clothe themselves with the joy of the Lord in the robes of righteousness. The enemy comes in clothed in depression. The enemy comes clothed in a sense of heaviness and guilt as though you weren't good enough. I'm vanquishing those thoughts because your worth is not determined by who you are or what you've done. Your worth is determined by who Jesus is and what he did for you 2,000 years ago, says the Father, for the blood was enough. I will begin to do a filtering work, a filtering process on your life and in every precinct of your life. I'm bringing a healing river that will cleanse out all the refuse and garbage the enemy has brought in. He's come in. He's tried to clutter up your life. He's tried to trip you up, clutter you up, distract you, and even destroy you so that he might stymie my purposes where you are concerned. There is, however, yet a plan I have for your life, and it's more than just struggling from one complex situation to the next. And the Father says he is removing these obstacles. I'm going to clear out a path, says the Father, as Isaiah said, that the wayfaring man, though a fool, will not err therein. So this has nothing to do with how spiritual you are, how wise you may be, but about my sovereign purpose that includes you and will not be denied. I'm bringing you out of and off of what seems to be a ragged, rugged road of no progress to the four-lane highway of my favor that's well paved without any ruts or bumps, and you're going to make it to that distant horizon of my promise, and you're going to be there sooner and not later, says the Father. And my instruction to you is to begin to pray that prayer. Begin to pray the sooner not later prayer. And in praying, I will respond and renew and strengthen you for the journey from where you are into the very reality of your blessing place prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So, passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW, if you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much.
We think it says believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.